It's an evenly matched match. Two teams that are in good form and two teams that will be confident of going through. So I think it'll be an exciting game. I think it might be frantic in stages, but it's cup football and you don't get two bites of the cherry, you only get one. So we'll have a go at it and see where it takes us.
It could be, as you say, one bite of the cherry. It's a case of this could go the whole way to penalties.
Right, we've seen Andrada. Again, we were going into that game. I thought it was going to be an even match, and it turned out that way. And I don't think this will be much different. Obviously, I would like us to go through in 90 minutes, but if it takes 120 or penalties or whatever it may be, then we'll have to do it, and we'll be fully focused and do everything in our power to go through.
Your point of view too. It's a case of you keep that momentum going. If you keep the run and the cup going, you can keep that momentum in the league. You know yourself. Some sides have won out of the cup of their season sort of drifted.
Aye, we're enjoying our football and no matter what happens tomorrow night, hopefully we won. But no matter what happens, we've still got plenty to play for, and I think we're growing as a team and we're finding different ways to win different games, which is very, very important. And I think particularly the young players are growing in confidence and belief as we go on, and I think going through this round of the cup would be huge for everybody.
What's the situation, Minnie? And you obviously Cameron and James missed last week. What's the situation?
James will be available. It doesn't look like Cameron will be available, but James will.
Everybody else?
I think we're all good. Mark Walsh is long term still, so I think Mark's getting closer and he's getting stronger, so we might have Mark back within the next 5-6 weeks, we'll see. But as far as I'm aware, that James will be available for selection, Cameron possibly not.